In Parsha Shmini, that's the second Maran Mochum here, Pasuk says, Al Tishatzes Nafshoseichem, it talks about all the Macholes Asurois that were not permitted to eat. Ki Ani Hashem Hamale Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, V'yisem Kedoshim Ki Kodosh Oni, those Pesukim he brings. So he says, the Toelis, the Ralbag says, is Lohidia Hasibo Asher Bavura Menoa HaTorah HaMinim HaBilti Necholim. This is telling us the reason why the Torah forbids us, why takes prevents us from having these macholim that you're not allowed to eat. Ki heim yeshaktsu hanefesh hamaskeles v'yisiru oiro be'oifen shlo tuchal lehischazik lahasig hamuskolois shehem shlemusa. Very loaded sentence. It says, because these shkotzim, eating there's something about the shekets, these things that are forbidden to eat, that they make some influence on the nefesh hamaskeles, that the nefesh which has this wisdom, the seichel is in the nefesh, the osiru oiro, take away its light, like it shines a light of wisdom, but in such a way, that it becomes not capable of achieving, to strengthen these muskolos, these insights, these understandings, these sichliistic concepts, which are shleimusa, which is the essence of the shleimus of the nefesh. The shleimus of the nefesh is achieving all of these sichliistic insights and understandings, and that's undermined by the shkotzim. The shkotzim have such an influence that they destroy that ability to have this seichel, and they take away this light which it shines on the neshoma, and it can't be mischazik itself to get these muskolos, which are the essence and the shleimus of what the nefesh is all about. When the shkotzim they create a certain, I don't know, thickness, a certain density, a certain there's a word for it that I can't think of the right word. It's like dense, you know. It's something that the chomer is now in a matzav where it's so burdened, it's so heavy, it's so chumriistic that it doesn't allow for the seichel to flourish and to focus. What the Torah says, v'lo madnu, ki ze yesibo she'el she'loi nucha lahasik Hashem yisale. This will be a sibo. These shrotzim that we're going to eat, if we eat them, it'll be a sibo that we won't be able to be masik Hashem in a way that He should be for us leilukim. Also, our nefesh will not be able to be elevated and sanctified. From these chumriistic influences, ulinokes mehem, and to be cleansed from them. Therefore, it says, this is the sibo why we can't have these things. I took you out of Mitzrayim to be leilukim, v'yisem kedoshim, and you should reach this level to be kedoshim, ki kodoshoni, kemosh zocharnu v'chulei. So, it seems that what's going on over here is a little bit of a strange kind of a thing. We have a nefesh, we have a seichel, we have a Torah, we have chokhmah, we have a Torah shebichsav, we have a Torah shebalpeh, we have a mesoira, and we have so much depth of insight and information and das kel elyoin that's accessible to us, that's been taught to us, that's been inherited, passed down to us, and that's what we learn, that's what we have. But it seems that in order for that to work, in order for us to be able to really comprehend that, there's a certain clarity of the muskolos, the seichel, the balance, the judgment, that if that's missing, then everything, all the wisdom and everything that we have is lost to us. And that becomes shloi tuchal lehischazik lahasig amaskolis. We can't be mechazik ourselves when this is dimmed, when the gashmius has so thickened and it's so dense and so overwhelmed by it that we don't have the ability to strengthen ourselves to achieve these muskolis. And mamela, it's all lost. And more than that, he says, and we learn from here, because that's what Ani Hashem Asher Tzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. With all the Torah that we have, with all the Masorah that we have, with the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, with the Seder, with the remembering Maimon Har Sinai, with everything that we have, we will not lo yisibo this destruction, destructive effect on the muskolis, on the ability that we have, the innate ability that we have to rise above the choimer, to be able to use the mind and the brain to see things and to see this and to judge and to have this seichel, it'll be a siva shaloi nuchal lahasik Hashem yisale. We won't be able to be masik Hashem in a way be'oifen shiyeh lono lelukim, in a way that he could be lelukim. It sounds like if we do anything to tamper with these muskolos that we have, which is the essence, which is the shleimus of the nefesh, which is the ultimate tachlis that the nefesh is supposed to achieve, if we do that, then we don't have the ability to be masik Hashem in such a way that he should be able to be lono lelukim. We forgone. We've given up. We've given up the ability for Hashem hu elukim, that Hashem should be lono lelukim, that we should say Hashem elukenu. That concept of to be able to, that requires the muskolos, that requires the gashmius not to interfere with the seichel, with the workings of the muskolos of the seichel. And if we don't have that, and if we're mired in this negative gashmius thickness and density and confusion that these shkotzim, that the shrotzim and all these macholos asurais cause us, there's some spiritual tampering with the muskolos, then the end result is that we can't be masig Hashem. Shelo nuchal. It's a sibo shelo nuchal lahasig Hashem yisale. To what extent? In what way? Shei alonu lelukim. We're mamish foregoing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's no longer, he can't be elukim unless we have this muskolos that are working at their best, at their finest, at their highest possible level, and without that, and the gashmius is what confuses that, and we this type of it says it the thickness mitzad ha-choymer sheyikr mizeh mitzad ha-ibuy sheyikr mizeh la-choymer, and then the choymer becomes so dense that we really can't appreciate the muskolis, then everything can be lost. So I just thought that Baruch Hashem, hopefully we don't have too many problems with Macholas Asurais, but we certainly have maybe even more powerful, maybe even equally powerful, maybe less powerful, I don't know, Stavar is even more powerful. We have Choymer today, we have Shkotzim today, we have Vorim Mishukotzim, that certainly dense the choymer to the extent that the muskolos are just, and I think that it seems very clear that the devastation that can be wrecked with this is not limited to just that, oh, I'm a little bit, you know, my mind isn't working so well, I'm not thinking so clearly, I'm not as sharp because I've been focused on nonsense and other things, and but no, it seems that to the extent it could be, maybe it's only the shrotzim, I don't know, but it sounds like the way it works with this density of the choymer and just becoming totally engulfed and focused and consumed by the choymer sounds like that could have such an impact that mamish sort of the kelim that we need, that Hashem should be Elokim, that we should be able to be masig Hashem, and he should feel Hashem hu Elokim. Those kelim are dulled, and if they're not in their sharpest form, if they're not in maximized, then we lose out on everything. So I think it's something to keep in mind with the exposures that we have to so much in the chumriistic world, in the gashmiistic world, in the material world, in the world of maybe even inappropriate material world, that this can certainly damage us to the extent that we have no idea how spiritually destructive it could be, because when those muskolos are deadened a little bit or are less focused in the way that they're supposed to be focused, then we lose our ability to even connect, to even appreciate the Hashem Hu Elokim. In the Indian of Korban Pesach and the Korbonus, so the Ralbag says, of course, the Korban Pesach, as the Pesach says, Kol Necha Lo Yuchal Boy. Yeah, a person is not allowed, a nechar is not allowed to have. So he says that to eat from the korban. Who lizkor? He says who lizkor mashe husharnu shelo yochal Yisrael meshumad me'apesach. A meshumad can eat from the korban pesach. Yeah, pesach nitztavino boy lahaknoisoy emuna shleima v'Hashem yisale. The korban pesach reminding asher posach habote b'nei Yisrael and the nisim that took place in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Or to imbibe in us, to make a kinyan in us, an emuna shleima b'Hashem. Umishlo yushlam loize ein roi sheyocha b'menu. And one who is not mushlam in this, he's a mishumid, or he's going to go on to explain. He's an orel. He says he's not roi sheyocha b'menu. In other words, he's not shayich to this understanding of creating a shleimus emuna. Or zeh sasiba beina husharnu shlo yocham emeno toishav esochir tla nichnas emuna seinu. Toishav esochir in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't nichnas into the emuna, so they can't take this korban pesach to take it to the next level of emuna because they're missing the basics. V'loy orel, and not an orel, one who doesn't have a bris mila, kiloy nichnas emuna seinu b'shleimus. He may be an emuna seinu, he's a member of Klal Yisrael, but since he's missing that bris which connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not in the emuna bishleimus, and therefore he shouldn't be eating the korban pesach, because since the goal is the lahaknes emuna shleimo, it needs the prerequisite. Ki ha-mitzvah ha-rishoyna she-yachzik bo mishuhu be-emuna seinu yifkod mimenu. והוא גם כן המצווה שציבו בו אברום בעבור שיגיע בשלימוס ואיפה שקבלה תורה. אברום בבינה said also, in order to achieve the shleimus of קבלת התורה וירושת הארץ, they also had to have a bris mila. ולזה החמירה התורה וזה המוקם בעניין העורלה. That's what it was so machmir. ולזה ססיבו גם כן, הוסרנו שלו יוכל ממנו, ולא יעשה פסח מי שלו נימוי לו, הנימוי לו, עולוב לימוי. He says, not only that, because of this, even one who has avodim or ktanim that he was mechuyev to do the bris for them. He has a bris himself, but he didn't do for them. He's also not to have the korban pesach. Shein miknas kesef or yelidei bayis. They're either his servants that he, his slaves that he owns, or his children. Ki loy nichnasu b'shleimus b'emunaseinu, because he wasn't machnas them b'shleimus b'emunaseinu. Achar shekvar zilzul b'zoyis hamitzvah rishayna. Since he was zilzul in this mitzvah of being machnas them into the shleimus, then he's lacking also something, the prerequisite to achieve this v'haknoseinu emuna shleim of Hashem Yisrael. It seems to me just a very poshut thing. It seems that the Torah gives us so many ways of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of being mechazek the emuna, of sitting around the Seder, of chayiv odom liros esatzma kilo yotzim Mitzrayim, of sipo yitzias Mitzrayim, of reliving the event, of eating the matzah and the moror and the whole, as if mamish, as if keilu, we're reliving the events and its reality and it's been done for thousands of years and everybody around the world is doing it as such a chizuk emuna. But it seems that there's hakdomas that are needed. Hakdoma is a person has to have some level of what he calls he has to have a prerequisite. An oral doesn't have a prerequisite. If he wasn't nichnas into the emunah to begin with, then this is not going to work for him. The oral wasn't nichnas b'shleimus. He's part of the Klal Yisrael. Maybe he's doing the mitzvahs. He's missing this mitzvah. He's not b'shleimus. He has a bris milah, but he's mezalzel a little bit in this mitzvah. So he did something to put himself in a position where the kinyan of the Korban Pesach that's supposed to bring this emunah b'Hashem, that it's not going to work for him because he's not in the parsha to begin with. So I just think that, you know, sometimes we think that things happen automatically. You know, we do the mitzvahs, so we do a Pesach and the Seder and this, but it seems that to have that hashpah, a person has to be prepared for it. And if he's not in it, if he's not, I mean, when I'm talking about the ways specifically that he's talking about here, but if he's not in it, if he isn't in that, and he says he's not in, he says, by the oral, no nichnas b'emunaseinu b'shleimus. He's in it, but he's not in b'shleimus. That's enough to say already, no, you can't have the Korban Pesach, because the tachlis is l'achneseinu emunah shleimu, and you won't be eligible for that because you weren't nichnas, you didn't have the preparation. So just an idea that we have to think in terms of what we have to do to prepare, how we have to be ready. It isn't an automatic process that we just fall in on Tesvav Benison, and now all of a sudden the Chizak Emunah is going to come. It requires to be in the sugya. It requires to be holding by that. It requires the preparation. And only when that preparation is there, when we're nichnas to the extent that we can it really have its true effect. It's something that might be worthwhile considering.
Mincha 250.